This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today on the program, we're speaking with Mr. Randy Milby. He is the Chief Executive Officer and Chairman of Hillstream Biopharma, a biotechnology company developing therapeutic candidates targeting drug-resistant and devastating cancers using ferroptosis, an emerging new anti-cancer mechanism resulting in iron-mediated cell death, an immuno-oncology-targeted novel biologics. And Mr. Milby, thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
So tell me, to get things underway here today, tell us a little bit about your background and Hillstream Biopharma, the company's mission, science, and what problem you're solving for patients. That would be a great place to kick things off here today.
Sure, certainly. So I'm a pharmacist by training, and I spent 4 years in the military. I was an ROTC person. They paid my way through school, so I spent 4 years in the military as a hospital pharmacist. And when I finished my military obligation, I went for an MBA at Washington University in St. Louis and joined a management development program after that at Bristol-Myers Squibb. I had a number of cool jobs there, and I moved to DuPont Merck. Again, I had a lot of very exciting jobs and different functions within the company. And then I did a stint as a equity research analyst, a biotech analyst at Goldman Sachs. And then fast forward, I was the CEO of a company, another publicly traded company called CorMedics. And it was while I was there, I was trying to broaden the product pipeline because CorMedics was focused in hemodialysis. And we licensed some technology, some microparticle drug delivery technology out of a Dana-Farber Cancer Institute spin-out company. And the data was looking pretty good at my previous company. Unfortunately, at that time, my brother, this is in 2017, was diagnosed with multiple myeloma. So I started Hillstream to take that technology and just focus the company and that technology in the oncology space. And as you mentioned, so ferroptosis, the reason that we're focused, the corporate mission is to improve and transform the lives of patients with drug-resistant and devastating rare cancers. And that's through our cutting-edge drug development platform, which ferroptosis is one mechanism. That microparticle, that we call it the quaternary, the drug delivery technology, is another vehicle that we're using.
Yeah, thanks for the opener there and some good information to lay the groundwork as we continue on now. What developments are currently in Hillstream's pipeline? Talk to us about that.
Well, I always tell the team we have to get one through the keyhole first. And the lead compound is the drug that you just, that works by the mechanism that you just described, and that is ferroptosis. So the lead is HSB-1216, and it does work by that iron-mediated cell death. So what's interesting about ferroptosis is that this is an emerging mechanism of action. So you may not have, or most people haven't heard about it, but if you remember from your science days, ferro means iron. So, and it's been shown that drug-resistant cancer cells, they're highly sensitive to killing by drugs that induce this ferroptosis. So ferroptosis is this iron-mediated cell death, as you said. These persister cells, or these drug-resistant cancer cells, have a high concentration of iron. And as a result, what 1216, our lead, does, it removes that iron from these cancer cells. And without that iron for that uncontrolled growth, because as you know, cancer cells take in a lot of blood. They're taking in a lot of blood because they need that iron. And without that iron, cancer cells, they die.
Now, taking this further, how does ferroptosis-targeted therapy differentiate from other cancer treatments currently available or under development right now?
Well, what it does is 1216, in this case, the ferroptosis, what it does is it sops up that iron and removes that iron from the cancer cell. So there's different ways that cancer cells can be killed. This is just a new mechanism. And just to give you a sense of how the development in ferroptosis has changed, there were only a couple hundred papers written about ferroptosis 5 to 6 years ago, but it's grown to over 10,000 papers written over the past 2 years alone. So you can see that this mechanism of action, and it could be used in combination with other drug therapy, but this mechanism of action is a growing area of interest to the researchers and to patients with these drug-resistant cancers. Because as I mentioned, these drug-resistant cancers, they're also called persister cells because they persist in the body or they metastasize. These cancer cells have a higher concentration of iron. And just to give you a sense of you know, the significance of this area that we're working on, I always like to talk about a quote from Dr. Steven Rosenberg at the National Cancer Institute, which really highlights what we're doing. Because he states that only 7% of patients with cancer are cured today, only 7%. And it's by surgical removal. 93% of patients will relapse and never be cured, and they ultimately die as a result of these drug-resistant cancer cells. That just shows you the significance of this area.
It certainly does, and we want to thank you for all your efforts on behalf of Healstream BioPharm and for joining us here today. We're speaking with Mr. Randy Milby, the Chief Executive Officer and Chairman of Healstream BioPharma, a biotechnology company developing therapeutic candidates targeting drug-resistant and devastating cancers here on eHealth Radio's Health News and Cancer Information Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, why is it important to Healstream to develop drug-resistant therapeutics for cancers with few treatment options?
Well, it's interesting because there's a lot of treatments out there, as you know, but these persister cells or these drug-resistant cancer cells soon evolve. Cancer is very smart, and it evolves. So what we believe is we can target some of these some of the cancers that we've targeted initially. For example, small cell lung cancer. We have the orphan drug designation for small cell lung cancer. Uveal melanoma. We have the orphan drug designation for uveal melanoma. But triple negative breast cancer, metastatic castrate resistant prostate cancer. These are all cancers where there's a high degree of metastasis and the 5-year survival is less than 10%. So we're targeting these drug-resistant or these persister cells because they tend to stay in the body. And as we all know, patients, friends, family, where they could have been diagnosed with cancer, they go in and we think their cancer's cured or it's in remission. Everything is fine, but they come back several months later and the cancer has reoccurred. It may not even be the same cancer, but it reoccurs. And this is a result of this metastatic or these persister cells that the patient has. And that's why we're targeting it. We feel that we want to give patients more a longer life, obviously. And if we can get rid of those drug-resistant those cancer cells, it can lead for a longer, more productive life for these patients.
Mr. Milby, if you would, what advice could you share with industry peers, key opinion leaders, and anyone pursuing R&D in the biotechnology space? What would your advice be in those regards?
Well, I guess there's no really wisdom here, but I will say is that generally these projects, they cost more and take longer than you'd like. But what I would say about that is you have to build a strong team. So my suggestion for anybody that's in this space is to make sure that you bring in the strongest individuals possible. And as the company grows, you may need to change people out. But make sure you build a strong team. And whether it's your team members itself or even your board members and your scientific advisory boards, strong teams help you see around the corners and actually hit those deliverables. Hitting those timelines is a critical facet for a startup company like Healstream BioPharma.
Mr. Milby, as we conclude and looking ahead, what exciting advances do you think are on the horizon for Healstream? Anything you'd like to share as we conclude today?
Well, we're focused on, as I mentioned at the beginning, focused on HSP-1216, the iron-mediated cell death in the quaternary. However, we have some exciting news coming. That's a small molecule. So one thing that we've recently added to our portfolio to capitalize upon that microparticle delivery mechanism is we've added a PD-1 that's called a picobody. And we're bringing in more of the biologics into our portfolio. And we've also added HER2, HER3 antibodies, monoclonal antibodies. So this immuno-oncology space is a growing area, growing over 15% or so per year. So we're combining both our small molecule expertise with biologics and using that quaternary delivery technology and putting antibodies on the outside. So you could have an antibody drug conjugate and you could have a different delivery mechanism.
Sounds like a lot to be excited about, and we want to thank you for the fine report and for joining us here today. If listeners wanted to get further details online on Healstream BioPharma, where's the best place to do so?
Our website, hillstreambio.com, or they can email me. My email is rmilby, M-I-L-B-Y, at hillstreambio.com.
And of course, listeners, as always, we'll include these links within the show notes of this broadcast. Mr. Milby, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
It is my pleasure, and it's a pleasure meeting you.
And certainly was mine as well. Again, we've been speaking with Mr. Randy Milby, the Chief Executive Officer and Chairman of Hillstream Biopharma, biotechnology company developing therapeutic candidates targeting drug-resistant and devastating cancers. And for all the details, visit hillstreambio.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.